producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
With Jennifer Horn. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few moments with an update on what the news of the week is from conventional medical sources. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler here in support of our dream to be number one. Our focus is becoming number one.
We don't know number one at what, but
number one
something.
I want to. The problem with this program is that we produce it early in the day. So some
that
of the things
problem,
that are going on the West Coast, Jennifer and Kenny and I are all on the West Coast, and we can't get at people like the fellow who's running this store where they are selling all of the El Chapo shirts. Have you seen? I don't know.
Yeah, those beautiful plaid.
No, these are blue. And have you seen these? This is kind of an attractive shirt. The shirt that was that El Chapo was wearing when Sean Penn shook his hand. That looks like a blue and gray.
Kind of a paisley thing.
Yeah, right. Sort
in
of
fact,
paisley.
I saw someone on social media say that he looks like Cam on Modern Family.
Really?
Nice printed shirt.
So there's an apparel company here in Los Angeles called Barabbas.
We can't keep them in stock.
No, they can't. They have people outside. There was more of a line to buy these shirts than there was to buy Powerball tickets in Los Angeles.
Very misplaced priorities around
here. It really is amazing. Seriously, you can see them all over the place here anyway. They have
kind of a cool shirt.
Trying to make the $128 they charge for these shirts. When's the last time you paid $128 for a shirt?
Crazy paisley, they call it.
Is that what it is?
Crazy paisley.
Yeah. So, anyway, what I want to know is also where he got the shirt in the first place.
Jason
somebody
Pettis.
Make it for
you? Yeah, sure.
Walking through the Jason Pettis in San Diego.
Hey,
look, baby, I like that shirt.
Boutique store.
Give me that shirt.
I wouldn't be surprised if in some way, shape, or form, he's clever enough to be able to disguise himself so he can go out and do things like this, go to the mall and go shopping and be almost like a normal person with a disguise. So anyway, this thing has been posted to Facebook, this picture, been posted to pretty much every social media site that there is. I'm looking at any number of reads here. And there's a piñata also. That has been built around El Guzman, El Guapo.
El Guapo.
Yeah, right.
Guzman.
So, anyway, the shirt.
the brothers that make the shirt, the Estegabal brothers or whatever, they immediately noticed when they saw the picture that it was one of their shirts.
Mm.
And they said that their website has crashed twice in the past few days.
Oh, yeah.
People trying to buy them.
That's like winning the lottery, when your shirt gets that much publicity, right?
That is funny.
Am I speaking what many people are thinking, that at this point, because of the way the deck has been stacked against some of the candidates, that I'm just not paying any attention? We'll pay a little attention to what is said maybe tomorrow on the program, but I'm really off these debates, especially the way Fox rigged them. I was talking to a couple of people who are Republican operatives.
You still think
no, I am. I talked to a couple of Republican operatives yesterday, and they are sure that these have been rigged, that Fox is just doing what it wants to do to help the people that they want to help. No, what the polls that they selected. We had this conversation yesterday. The polls, there are so many of them, you can pick whoever you want, whatever you want, and you can rig it the way you want to. And so the fact that Carly Fiorina and Rand Paul are not upstairs with the big guys means, for me anyway, I'm out.
See, I think it's a beautiful opportunity, and here's where, I mean, Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina both were struggling with how much time they had to talk on the stage. And, you know, I mean, it is time to think that it's, you know, some time for people to jump out. But that being said, they were struggling with finding talk time. So on the smaller stage, when you're dealing with very polite debaters like Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee, you're going to be the superstar. I mean, look what it did for Chris Christie. Chris Christie was on the little stage, and then he bumps way back up onto the big stage, and now he's like in fourth place.
And Fiorina bumped too, but then she's kind of lost it, though.
She rigged. And Carson have kind of lost it.
How many people think it's rigged? Raise your hand or respond as you will. Facebook.com.
I just don't like the way any of these networks have been handling the debates. I mean, now you've got Fox deciding which candidates, and the questions have been ridiculous. It's all been a circus.
Yep. I think the Fox Business debate, though, this is not Fox News Channel. This is Fox Business Tonight, and it's the second one. And the last, I mean, of all the debates, the last Fox Business Network was my favorite. I thought it was the one with the least gotcha questions, and it was the one probably with the most information. So I'm actually excited to watch
That's
it. That's
the end of that. What was it, the MSNBC one? That was just a show. CNBC. Oh, what a mess
that was. All right, so for those of you who are into the duh department, you'll be happy to know that your government, in the face of the U.S. Treasury Department, is now going to investigate why the luxury real estate market in New York, Los Angeles, and Miami has been taken over by wealthy buyers who are not Americans. Really? You're going to investigate that? The foreign buyers are buying through shell companies?
Yes.
Really? The plan is to find out whether the money is illegally obtained, whether it's drug money, whether it's Russian mafia money, whether it's Chinese money that comes from bad. So why? What possible difference does it make? Why are my tax dollars being spent to find out where the money is coming from to buy the $38 million apartment in New York? Or Los Angeles.
Big problem in Florida, too. South Americans, wealthy South Americans, are just coming up and buying everything.
Okay. So what?
And paying cash. And,
So what?
I agree. So what? It's being sold. But I have friends who have tried to buy houses in Florida. And every time they go to look at a house, boom, it's gone already.
Yeah. That happens in Los Angeles now, too.
Yeah.
My neighborhood, on the market today, sold tomorrow. The way it is.
You'd be surprised at all the foreigners buying up property in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe not quite like this, but.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Okay. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, good day. Dr. Ken, focused on what age is the average mother these days? That's up next here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tonight, a fellow colonist, welcome to day 341 of our occupation. From Carlton Cuse, the executive producer of Lost, comes a groundbreaking new series. Our choice is clear. Resist or die. Starring Josh Holloway of Lost.
I'm a collaborator.
And Sarah Wayne Kelly's of The Walking Dead.
You're putting a target on your back and on mine and on those children.
Colony premieres tonight at 10, 9 central on USA Network.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on with us now. Dr. Ken joins us every week at this time, brought to you by the folks who make Super Beats. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, let's get into some of the news that you have found in gleaning the sources that you check every week, including how old is the average mother now in America? How's that changing?
Well, the average age of first-time mothers is at an all-time high, Doug, in America. Over 26, the change is largely due to a big drop in teen moms, which I guess is good news. But more first births to older women is also raising the average age to 26 years, 4 months for women who had their first child in 2014. Interestingly, the government began tracking the age of new mothers around 1970 when the average age was, you want to guess, 21.
Really? I was listening to an interview with a girl who was 15. As a matter of fact, there's a story at DougStephan.com about this girl. Virginia High School is having a fight over her because they don't want to put her pregnant person in the yearbook. She's 15 years old. But that, you know, if you go back in history, there were plenty of births when young women were 12, 13, 14, when people didn't live to be more than 30 or 40 years old, right? So how does that affect the body? How does a 12-year-old give birth to a child? Their body isn't anywhere near mature enough, is it?
Well, the same way an older person does. Once you have your first period, you're ready to go.
There you go. All right, there's a study at DougStephan.com, Dr. Ken, suggesting that certain cheeses can help you kill cancer cells. A lot of focus on cancer this week because the President's State of the Union suggested that we ought to attack cancer, have a war on cancer, put Joe Biden in charge. What I find distressing is that there's no discussion of prevention of cancer, only how to treat it and make money. So I wonder what you think of the idea of the prevention being involved in this, or the idea of having this war on cancer.
Well, I think prevention is so important. And remember, we're not going to cure cancer. Cure is a strong word. There's 200 different types of cancers. So 100 years from now, probably 1,000 years from now, there'll still be some cancer. But on the flip side, we are so much better at treating some cancers. Some cancers we actually have cured. Testicular cancer, Hodgkin's lymphoma. There are cancers which we're outstandingly good at treating. But then there are other cancers which we have to try to prevent and which we need to try to diagnose earlier, like breast cancer. We need to stop smoking, get rid of lung cancer. You know, you go back a year or two ago, one quarter out of all deaths of cancer came from lung cancer. Wow. But the good news is there are fewer cases arising right now, but there is a lot to be said for prevention.
This article in the Journal of Applied Microbiology suggests that there are certain kinds of cheeses, Camembert, is that how you pronounce it, Brie, cheddar cheese, that sort of thing, that have things in them that kill between 70 and 90% of cancer cells they're exposed to in mice. So you feed mice this kind of cheese, and if they have cancer, the cancer goes away.
Well, I think this was in the Journal of Applied Microbiology. This dealt with mice, and there are some preservatives in the cheeses. And again, this is how it all starts, but humans don't always act like rodents, but this is how they come up with some of these amazingly odd ways to treat common problems.
You haven't been to Jennifer's neighborhood, obviously. You can check out the story about the cheese study at DougStephan.com, where there also is a lot of information about the secret to heart health, energy, stamina, that sort of thing, courtesy of the folks at Neogenis Labs. Give us a few seconds on Superbeets and related connections, Ken, will you?
Well, the Nobel Prize in 1998 was given for the discovery of nitric oxide. There's now three gases we know of so important to the body, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. The red blood cells, we all remember from high school biology, delivers the oxygen throughout our body so that our tissues have the energy to make energy. But the red blood cell, before it gets into the circulation, like a garage door opener, has to spray the circulation pipes with nitric oxide so that they open up to let the red blood cell in, and your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide or you won't get oxygen from head to toe. Your blood pressure will go up because the circulation will be nice and stiff, which is not a good thing. So you need to get these dietary nitrates. One of the really nice ways to get it is from this granulated beet, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Super Beets, 800-655-4183. Check out the Neogenesis capsules as well. 800-655-4183.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the Imperial March. This we like all things Star Wars, but the video of the day that was posted, actually the good one today is Jimmy Kimmel. One before that is posted by a YouTuber named Micah, who discovered a unique way to calm down his crying baby.
With Darth Vader.
Baby is totally engaged in the song.
Yep.
He realizes it's there. He's listening to it. And just totally chills out. A little smile on his face. Obviously from the dark side.
I know, like, the baby doesn't have to know it's from the dark side. Just that. This is a good way to put this baby to sleep. So next time you have a baby that doesn't go to sleep, perhaps you might want to try playing the Darth Vader
Imperial March. Classical music. I mean, it works.
Yes, it is. Dong, dong, dong. What is that from?
John Williams wrote it for Star Wars.
Yeah, but it's not. You said it was classical music. It has a throwback to some other classical pivot. I think you're right about that, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Dong, 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 dong. All right, so let's change our focus. 25 past the hour. Dave Grohl is 47 today.
Oh, nope, not that
one.
That's not Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl. Nothing to do with that. But the Foos are here. You're like Mr. T. Mr. T.
I pity the Foos.
The Foos. Oh, the Foo Fighters got their name?
No.
Probably not, right? Dave Grohl is 47 today. His thought, which we have focused on and featured at DougSteffen.com, you'll only be great at the things you love to do. Don't pursue a career in something you hate to do. Man, that's great.
Yep.
Great advice. So how are these, what's going on with the Foo Fighters these days?
Still active, still busy. I just saw them last year.
Yeah? You just saw them last year? That's not just. If you just saw them last night, that would be just.
But, well, I just saw them last year.
Being a little picky over there.
In the span of their 30-year career.
Yeah.
Justice.
All right, so who's the best member of this group? Is Grohl the best member?
Yeah. Dave Grohl. Yeah.
Was it his idea? Is it his group, really?
Yeah. He came from Nirvana. He was the drummer for Nirvana, and after Kurt Cobain decided to blow his head off, he created the Foo Fighters and became the guitar player and singer of the Foo Fighters.
What is their most exciting accomplishment? What piece of music do you attach him to and them to that excites you more than anything?
Do you know you're like handing candy to Rich right now, Doug?
Yes.
Well, it's funny, Doug. I was never a Foo Fighters fan until I saw them.
I love that. You were never a Foo Fighters fan?
Foo Fighters fan. The guy was born to be a rock star.
Yeah.
And just does a phenomenal job on stage. But
born to rock.
The reason I like him is because he's a music purist. He will not go in. Everything is live tape in their studios. They will not digitally enhance anything that they record.
That's
they will not digitally enhance anything that they play on stage. It is what it is, and he is absolutely a person that believes that every person should record the music that you play in the studio.
Ah.
It's great. Great.
Yeah, I like it when you and anybody, you're here. Last night on my way back, driving back from Phoenix, I had a 5.5-hour ride, so I got on all my old CDs that were in the back of the car, the old doo-wop stuff, and I was singing along the window.
Yeah,
open, having
that
a
was
all
live to say, you
know? Oh, of course it was.
Yeah.
But it's my point is the music that turns you on is what excites us. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't? Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret. Earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work, unfortunately, neither is true. Because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I hope so. Everything's cool, calm, and collected here. We're all on our meds.
It's the what meds are you on?
Good Day program. I'm on vitamin C, echinacea. Let's see, what else am I taking? I have a little extra zinc here today, and Dr. Jack Stockwell's
Jack
enzymes. Jack Daniels. Give me a break.
I'm excited a lot of people. For a second.
Who isn't that what Charlie Sheen says? He takes his he has all of the things. He takes his medicine with Jack Daniels or bourbon or something. Didn't he say that when he was interviewed a couple of weeks ago? He doesn't want to eat food. He drinks. It's nourishment.
Why waste the calories when you can drink them, right?
Yeah, right.
Why
exactly.
Eat when you can drink?
So the Powerball jackpot last night and the discussion today, our poll at DougStefan.com, how much did you win last night? A, $4. B, $7. C, $100. D, more than $100. E, I didn't win anything. F, I didn't play. Oh, come on. You can't win if you don't play. So there's that. And then yesterday our poll was, who's the first person you tell if you won? Let's see how that shook out, Kenny. 32% said my spouse or significant other. 28% said my parents or children. 21% said my lawyer or my accountant. 10%, I'm not telling anybody. 9%, my friends. So those are the polls which we are happy to have you involve yourself in. Every day we post one, and it's fun to have all those folks come in and just tell us what you're... Yeah, you know, what it does is it sort of gets your mind thinking about what does this mean to me? That's the idea mostly behind the questions at the Powerball focus at DougStefan.com. 888-302-3684 also connects to us anytime you'd like. Facebook.com/Good Day. I'm guessing that we still have a lot of Powerball comments in the Facebook department, Kenny. Is that right? People who are still opining about what they might do or what they would have done, or gosh, shucks, I didn't get anywhere, so I'm never buying a Powerball ticket again.
Oh, we had a lot of people tell us what they won.
What did they win?
Seth won $4.
For
he
him.
Says, I got to go to work in a couple hours, I guess.
Take $4 for lunch with
right,
you.
Go buy yourself something pretty.
Yeah. All right, what else?
John says he didn't get any, but it was still fun.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff says the Florida Lottery announced this morning, due to hanging chads, it could be months before the Powerball winner is identified.
In Melbourne. Melbourne, Florida, yeah. Where the Florida winner was in Melbourne, and he listens to WMEL. He listens to this program.
Don't forget your favorite talk show host.
Come on. Who is it? Fess up. 888-302-3684. All right, Kenny, what else? Other comments.
One more. Another John says, I'm at work. Guess how much I won.
Not a good idea to quit your job if you win. Not a good idea.
No, you need something to do.
The folks in St. Louis have realized that they're getting yentzed. Do you know what that term means?
I'm guessing it in the shorts.
Not
is
good,
what you
yeah.
mean, right?
It means, yes. It means taking it in the shorts. The St. Louis Rams have decided to relocate here to our City of Angels.
Woo-woo!
However, what has happened, and this is why I rail so much about you and me paying for these football stadiums, the taxpayers of St. Louis haven't finished paying yet for the stadium that the Rams are in, and they're leaving to go to Los Angeles. I do not believe there's any public money involved in the financing
right.
of the building of the stadium here. However,
private
that was
fund.
Not the case in St. Louis. St. Louis County put up $280 million when this the arrangement was made in 1995, and they still owe $100 million on the debt. It was a bond, and it was obviously a 30-year bond. So the mayor was pressed at a news conference yesterday. He tried to strike a positive tone, but what do you use that stadium for now? Do you attract another football team? What other football team would want to go play? And I'm not putting a spin on it. I'm asking the question because I don't know the answer. What other football team is available to go play?
Nobody's going to go there.
In St. Louis.
It's a 20-year-old stadium. Everybody that moves wants a brand new stadium.
So they got a 20-year-old stadium, and they still owe $100 million on it.
Yeah, and see, I think that's where
it
you...
It is for the taxpayers.
Well, it stinks for the taxpayers, but that's just, I mean, the problem of whoever put this plan together, obviously it wasn't well thought out. They knew that the Rams had this stipulation in their lease that they could leave the stadium if it wasn't up in the top tier of football stadiums. I mean, whoever put this together probably lined their pockets, right?
Enamored by football that we make these kind of stupid decisions.
Why do you think it's stupid?
Money for whom?
Football is profitable.
Right. Not for the city. St. Louis it isn't.
The Redskins are about to leave their stadium that they built. They built 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's a dumpy stadium. It's just, you know. So they're about to go build a new one, and everybody's, you know, Virginia,
Kenny,
Maryland, and D.C. are all fighting for it.
You maintain that this was good because there was so much business attached to it?
Yeah, the NFL brings tons of money into the whatever community they're in, whatever city. There's T-shirt sales and all kinds of paraphernalia for the team.
Well, and bars
then,
and restaurants.
So am I right or wrong?
Bars and restaurants.
Am I right or wrong when I say the taxpayers of St. Louis have gotten yensed, or is there a wash here that
they're about to get yensed? Because when the Rams,
right.
when your town no longer has NFL team in it, all that money goes away. Think about all the bars that every Sunday.
And they're already struggling. I mean, they did get yensed, but I think the greater issue is not necessarily taking it up with football. The issue is who presented that idea and how rich are they today? Because I guarantee you that whoever put this deal into place in St. Louis lined their pockets like crazy.
That's what lobbyists do. Lobbyists,
correct.
That's the kind of stuff lobbyists do.
That's where I look.
So the lobbyists that raise money for these politicians and go to them with an idea from somebody else, they'll get a point on whatever the deal is that they put together. That's how lobbyists, well, that's what lobbyists do. So that's where you've got a problem. That's looking in the weeds. That's
there are
what
people
you
in St. Louis who are dreaming and thinking that they're going to be able to get the Raiders to come there.
I know. You don't think that's reality, right?
I do not. Yeah. I do not think that the Raiders would leave Oakland and go to St. Louis.
Next item of interest, those of you who are fans of movies over the past 30 years, hard to have avoided the face and talent of Alan Rickman, one of the most warmly admired English actors, has died at the age of 69, been suffering from cancer. I remember him. I did not see
Harry Potter movies?
Harry Potter. He was a Harry. Okay, he was in Harry Potter.
He was Severus Snape.
There he is.
I can teach you how to bewitch the mind and ensnare the senses. I can tell you how to bottle fame, brew glory, and even put a stopper in death.
Professor Snape.
Then again, maybe some of you have come to Hogwarts in possession of abilities so formidable that you feel confident enough to not pay attention.
Harry Potter.
He bought a house here in Los Angeles when he was 41, and 2 days after he got here, he was given the job of playing Hans Gruber, who was the bad guy in the first Die Hard movie. And to look at that character and his face and his hair, and then look at the character he played in Love Actually, and then look at the... I'm looking at some of the pictures online, Richie, of him as Professor Snape.
Mm-hmm.
What an interesting face and how he sort of changed depending on what the role was. His look changed dramatically. If you look at him as the bad guy with his glasses in Die Hard, and then you look at him as the sort of dastardly husband in Love Actually, and you look at him in real life, a picture of him, I'm looking at a picture of him of smiling, he was taken in Toronto a couple of years ago. It's just pretty amazing.
But really what made him special was his voice. His yeah. voice was yeah. just so distinct, and so much so that the people at Simpsons had a little fun with him.
You've reached Alan Rickman at 555-0122. Please leave a message at the beep. Hello, Alan Rickman. It's Alan Rickman. Reminding you to move the pork chops from the freezer to the refrigerator so they defrost properly. Do not disappoint me.
He was the Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves,
yeah.
as well. He played Rasputin. He had some. He was pretty tough. He could really put it on, but he was also a great leading man. That's what made him so popular, because he was so good at playing different kinds of characters. You know, a lot of times, like John Wayne and Clint Eastwood, they all play pretty much the same sort of a character. Rickman was really very good at playing different types of characters, I think, anyway, and the way...
His voice kind of sounds like a British version of John Wayne. Maybe not as deep.
Yeah. I'm looking at a... I'm following a Twitter feed. What desperately sad news about Alan Rickman, a man of such talent, wicked charm, and stunning screen and stage presence. He'll be missed. Yeah. All right, Stephen, thank you. It's 43 minutes past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the million-dollar look that you are looking for, comes in part from having wonderful hair. A good, thick head of hair is a real asset. And if you don't have a good, thick head of hair, and you'd like to have one, may I suggest you try Provia. Provia strengthens your hair follicles, cleanses the pores on your scalp. It is has a volumizer in it that helps your hair, what little you may have, look fuller and more vibrant. And as it cleans the pores on your scalp, it'll allow the follicles of hair that are under your scalp to come through. And in 3 or 4 months, you'll feel the fuzz, the hair start growing, and you'll be happy that you had called 800-525-8319 to try and use Provia. Works for both men and women. This is the perfect way to get longer hair so you can let your hair down. I saw a guy, a truck driver, in the rest stop last night. I was getting fuel, who came in. He had shorts on. He had a cap on. He had shaved his head, but he had hair coming. He had let his hair grow long in the back of his head, so it went all the way down almost to his waist. It was... hair was the weirdest.
Weird.
Looking weird, really weird. You don't need that kind of hair, but you'd probably like to have as much hair as you can because it looks better. People, for the most part, agree that you look better when you've got a nice full head of hair. Call 800-525-8319 and get your hair back. It'll work for most people. Not male pattern baldness doesn't fix. And some other things, if you have a disease, there are things. I saw a TSA agent the other day who had half of his hair out, like our friend Richie, that comes from various things you can't do. You, that kind of stuff, this isn't going to prevent. What this will prevent is having your hair go away. And normally you can tell the difference because it first goes in the back of your hair or along the part line. And if you've got thinning hair there, that's when you should start using Provia. 800-525-8319. You'll pay for one jar of regular Provia. They'll send you a second bottle. It's the Super Provia Concentrate. Works even faster. This is not a pharmaceutical. This is an all-natural way to take care of thinning hair. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
48 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jen is going down the list of the nominations for the Academy Awards, which will be, I believe, the last week of February. So, Jen, what do you see surprising there?
They were just announced, so actually the list is not solid and complete yet. But, you know, what was that?
What do you have that is... You got any name?
Best Picture nominees so far, I have The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max, Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight. So those are the big awards.
All right, so which one would you vote for if you were voting? You can. You're a member of SAG. You can vote on this, right?
I'm a member of SAG, not in the Oscars. The only movie on that list that I've seen is The Martian so far. I have the screeners, but I haven't watched them yet. So I liked The Martian a lot. Let's see. Actor in a leading role. Went to Bryan Cranston, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Fassbender, and Eddie Redmayne. And then writing original screenplay, Bridge of Spies, Ex Machina, Inside Out, Spotlight, and Straight Outta Compton, yo. I don't know why I feel like we need to say it.
Spotlight, there's a couple of general consumer movies. Both Spotlight and Bridge of Spies are worthy of contention. And I think it's time that more popular movies got the recognition they deserve in these circumstances. Especially the last couple of years, they've had all these minor European films that nobody goes to see. And it seems to me to kill the reason for having them is to acknowledge that which is best. And, you know, maybe I'm sounding like I'm a little I'm being arrogant, because who am I to say what's best? Well, I think the public tells you what they think is best by going to the movies and seeing them. How much money do they take in? And so in that circumstance, I think those two movies. What else? Give me a kind of a quick list, Jen.
Actress Kate Blanchett, Brie Larson, Jennifer Lawrence, Charlotte Rampling, and Saoirse Ronan, I think is her name. Directing Adam McKay, George Miller, Alejandro, whatever, the Revenant guy, Lenny Abramson, and Tim McCarthy.
Revenant so far is the most at 12 nominations. 51 mm-hmm. after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As you may know, there are many who consider the Miss United States pageant to be outdated and anti-feminist. What would you say to them?
Well, I would have to say I used to be one of them. And then I came here and I realized that these women are smart, terrific people who are just trying to make a difference in the world.
She reigns over all she sees. She's beauty, which is great.
The quiz would be, who's singing Miss United States from Miss Congeniality, number one movie this week in 2001? My God, this goes back that far.
And if anyone, tries to hurt one of my new friends, I would take them out. I would make them suffer so much that they'd wish they were never born. And if they ran, I would hunt them down.
Fun
now
movie.
Lie, lie. It's not the bloody ice cream. Lie.
Lighting.
No, no, don't pick your feet up. Don't pick your feet up. Why are you picking your feet up?
Because I'm preparing to run away.
This had quite a cast, as I remember. Maurice there, and Candace Bergen, William Shatner was in it, and Sandra Bullock.
Michael Caine.
I said Maurice because that's his real name. Did you get that, Chucker?
That's very inside. That's even too inside for me.
Chuck Curry is here.
But I appreciate your you're being a little bit different.
His name is Maurice Whipplewhite, I believe.
Wow, really?
Something like that.
I like Michael Caine better.
Much better, yes, right. That'd be a whole. We could have a whole discussion of how many people have changed their names when they came to Hollywood to make it big, and you go all the way back to Norma Jean and go forward. Or people like Cary Grant, and that his real name is very British. It's like... I'm off on a tangent, but you know, a lot of these people change their names, and you wonder why. I think fewer of them do it today, though, don't you? Than used to be the case in the big Hollywood era.
I think it depends on what your name is. Like, if it's really hard to pronounce, they'll probably change it. I'll tell you, really, I know I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, but on Chicago Fire, there's a young actor, and in the credits, his name is Stephen R. McQueen.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't he change his name?
He's no relation.
No, I don't believe he is.
Isn't that the show that Taylor, what's his name, Lady Gaga's boyfriend is
in?
Yeah,
it's really. I love that show.
Yeah, well, they see that he's going to develop a law and order for Chicago to go to the other three shows.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
As we embark on the new year, many people are making resolutions to eat better. More and more Americans are seeking out protein, a nutrient that's an important part of a healthy eating routine. But it's not enough to simply get enough protein. When you get protein is just as important. Registered dietitian Holly Granger has some advice.
Americans tend to eat most of their protein in the evening, but spacing protein intake throughout the day can help optimize how your body uses it. I recommend getting around 25 to 30 grams of protein at each meal, including breakfast, yet most people only get around 13 grams in the morning. Pairing milk and its high-quality protein with your breakfast is an easy, delicious way to help get to 25 to 30 grams of protein before noon. Powering up your morning with a protein-rich breakfast, including milk, can help energize mornings. Plus, you'll also feel fuller longer, so you can focus on the things you want to accomplish.
Visit milklife.com/morningprotein or follow hashtag MyMorningProtein to get tips and learn how you can win free milk.
All right, Chucker, movie news bag. What's in it?
Well, you know, Sylvester Stallone got nominated for Best Supporting Actor this morning. I'm glad to see that. And the anticipated sequel to the movie Creed was officially announced. It'll hit theaters November 2017. Michael B. Jordan as Adonis Creed will be back, and Stallone will be back as Rocky Balboa. The interesting thing about this project is that 29-year-old director Ryan Cotlin, who did a great job on Creed, just signed on to do the superhero movie The Black Panther over at Marvel, so he most likely will not be available. My gut feeling, Stallone will probably jump into the director's chair, but let's see how that plays out. George Miller, the director of Mad Max Fury Road, in an interview the other day stated he finished with the Mad Max films, stating that they just take way, way too long in production to do. That's a disappointment to some fans who want to see another one, but I do believe there will be another one.
Garbage.
And just hire another director. And also, last story, Miles Teller, who starred in the movie Whiplash. He's a good young actor. Dave Franco, who's James Franco's brother, and a few other young actors, including Scott Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's son, reportedly on the short list to play Han Solo in Disney's Star Wars spinoff movie.
Wow, wouldn't it be interesting if Eastwood got that job?
That would. I mean, do we really need a Han Solo spinoff movie? No, but we're going to get it.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fun. By the way, Scott Eastwood is in a movie called Diablo. It's a Western playing unlimited release right now, in case you're interested. Thank you, Chucker. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.